So hello and welcome to our Practice Accelerator training on how to grow your following. These are calls that we have like five times a year-ish. We do some specific training. The purpose is to help you to get some, you know, specific knowledge or techniques or strategies under your belt that you can then take and put out into the world. And knowledge is power. And when we don't really know about what our options are, we don't know what to do. And this came about as a result of listening over the course of our mastermind calls and seeing that you have, there were a lot of questions about, okay, now that I have this nice lead gen item, and now that I have created a nice presentation, how the heck do I get people to know about me and to come and start consuming my wisdom and brilliance? So we're going to talk today about how do you grow your practice. And there we go. So you've all heard the term of lead magnets and funnels, but I will reiterate what those are to make sure that everybody's clear and on the same page. A lead magnet is something that you put out there that's hot, that people really want, and you offer it for free in exchange for their email address, their name and email address, so they get, you get them on your list so you can follow up with them. So lead magnets are going to vary from niche to niche. So depending on what your niche is, so if your niche is menopausal woman, you know, what kind of lead magnet is it? It's going to take somebody who's, you know, hot and sweaty mess and go, whoa, that offers me hope. It offers me some strategies, right? If your audience is really smart, left brain people who just want to know more about how their body works so that they can biohack it. The whole term biohack is really common these days. Then you're going to have something that maybe is real intellectual. You know, it's going to hit them on an intellectual level that helps them to see, oh yeah, this is awesome. I can learn how to read my own lab tests and not have to deal with doctors, right? So depending on what the person is, right, where they are, you know, in the case of the moms of type 1 diabetics, what are they dealing with? What are they dealing with in terms of their pain? It's going to go, oh, I want to give you my name and email address because I want that because it sounds like it's going to, you know, stop the pain. So we create a lead magnet, and the lead magnet will then lead into something, you know, in marketing terms, it's called a funnel. You can call it a pyramid. You can call it a funnel. You can call it a nurture sequence, a client journey. So once they get your freebie, what's the journey you want them to take? What's the destination, first of all? Is your destination for putting out this lead magnet that you want to fill your one-on-one practice? Then that's going to take a different journey from lead magnet than it will be if your journey, your goal is to get them into a live event or to get them to buy an online program, you know, $300 to $500 online program. So what we want to do is say, okay, here's my destination. Here's my lead magnet. What do I want them to experience along the way so that the destination is really hot and juicy and they want it, right? When you first get somebody in, yeah, you can get somebody in, and there's a lot of people who do something called a tripwire, which is, hey, now that you got my free thing, do you want to pay me $7 and get this expanded free thing or this thing that's going to take you to the next level, which is great. And a small percentage of people, maybe 10 to 20% will do it. And you can actually get them to convert from being a prospect to a client. And that's a great thing to do because then they're more likely to take you serious because they've already pulled out their credit card to do something with you. But the other thing it does is it creates people who are, you know, you can distinguish between people who maybe are just tire kickers, as the phrase goes, like they really have no intention of buying anything from you. They just want your free stuff, from those who really have an intent and have already proven that by just meeting you, by seeing your lead magnet, wherever it might be, and we'll talk about places you can put it, then they're more likely to be willing and able to invest at higher levels later when they get to know you. So the whole point of this journey, this funnel, more and more marketers are starting to call it the customer journey, is about how do we nurture them through a process where they're getting small wins and then they're like, okay, I want the big win. I want to show up in your big, you know, 3-day live event, which is a huge commitment, right? Or I want to sign up for your 6-month coaching program, or I want to, whatever your goal is. So you're leading them on a journey. And we have some training in how do you create that journey. We had a writing kind of copywriting in the library, and you can go back and look at that. And I'll just briefly touch on some of that stuff today. But lead magnets and funnels are right at the beginning of that experience that they have of you. And you want that lead magnet to be hot and juicy. It can't be just something that's ho-hum, blah, blah, maybe somebody would want it, right? Something that they're going, yes, benefit rich. They can see what the benefit is. The top 5 herbs that stop menstrual cramps in their tracks. The top 3 foods that help sweaty, irritable menopausal women smile again, right? Whatever it might be, it's something that it gives them something for the benefit. Now, again, if we're talking the geeky left brainers and they just want to know everything they want about their body to biohack it, they still have a result that they're looking for. But they're a lot more process oriented, and they're going to want to know a little bit about, like, I have a lot of geeky people on my list. They love it when I talk about genetics and epigenetics and lab testing and running your own labs, but they're also emotional too. So I vary it in the kind of lead magnets that I put out there. So any questions about lead magnets? You all have some ideas in mind or have already created your lead magnets. I know, Allie, you were talking about not necessarily wanting to lead with a smoothie book, because that doesn't set you aside as, you know, the brilliant functional medicine doctor who's had all these umpteen years of experience and can help you. But, you know, a smoothie recipe book that is, you know, stop the hot, sweaty mess smoothies, right, as opposed to menopause relief smoothies, might be something that you could consider as one of your lead magnets if you so choose. So we go from that to, okay, so how are we going to get people in? And we've talked about this on other calls, but talk to people at the grocery store, please. Talk to them at the grocery store and get their contact information if you strike up a conversation and you feel like you can help them. Tell them about your hot lead magnet and invite them to sign up for it and just say, oh, give me your name and email address and I will send that to you. Right. And you can do that. You can give them your card and it can say, you know, download my hot email, you know, my hot lead magnet. But the chances of them actually following up are slim to none. So you want to get their information as much as possible. And again, wherever you might be, whether it's at a social event, you know, for your kids, whether it be at various clubs and meetups, I would say if you're looking to build some local following, look at what meetups are in that area that are related. Look at the meetups that are related and go to them, visit them, meet with the people who run them and offer to speak there for free. It's always for free when you do that, but offer to speak there. I would say look at meetup. There's thousands, tens of thousands of different meetups. There may be one that's just right in your niche. And you can go there and you can meet people and then you can, you know, get to know them a little bit and then say, hey, I'd love to do a talk to your people about this for free. Networking groups, you know, I've never done any networking groups. I've just never done that, but a lot of people do that. It could be good, but you have to have a strategy if you're going to go to a networking group, not just to hand out your cards. Because how many people have you handed your card to that actually called you? Does anybody have any stats on that? How many people have you handed out your card to that actually called you back? It's generally not, you know, unless your card is like, oh, here, and you have some kind of cool thing and it's got some really cool gift you're going to send them if they, you know, contact you, but it's not the best thing. Speaking is a great way to do it. You get in front of an audience and you give them a taste of what you do. You showcase your expertise. And then hey, I want everybody to take out their pen and piece of paper and, you know, write down your name and email address and give it to me. And I'm going to send you my XYZ lead magnet. Or you can do these cool things where there's a service. I think Lead Pages has it. And so does ClickFunnels, where you get a phone number and you say, okay, everybody take out your phone. You know, and who doesn't take out their phone when they're told to do it? Like most people, it's like, oh yeah, take out your phone. Now I want you to type in blah, 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 blah. And then hit send to, you know, this particular place, and that gets them on your list. And you say, I'm going to send you this amazing checklist of XYZ. Just do that. And a lot of people do that. We've built our list with that when I've spoken a number of ways. JV Partners and online, and we'll talk more about those as we go through. But don't miss out on the opportunities that are lying in front of you. It's not just about getting Facebook ads and paying for traffic. It's not just about putting things on Facebook or Instagram. It's about like meeting real people in real situations and developing relationships. That's what's going to get earn you the trust. It was very interesting at a marketing thing. It's called Traffic and Conversion, and I watched it as a live stream a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago. I don't remember when. And they were talking so much about the client journey and relationship building. You know, the old fashioned way of building a relationship with somebody before you just hand them your stuff and expect them to buy stuff from you. And I think it's really, really important. When you go online and you want to get known, there's all kinds of ways. Now, right, there's of course a blog. Every one of these has a different amount of investment. You're not going to do all of these, right? Pick one that you really like. If you love to speak, but you don't like to be on video much, look for podcasts of people that have podcasts in your niche. If you, you know, want to be known, you like being in front of a camera and you're really good at creating little short videos and then longer ones, YouTube's the way to go. Twitter's just a superfluous. I don't think you get a lot of stuff from Twitter, but Facebook certainly, and Instagram seems to be the big up and coming. At this event, they were talking about Instagram. You know, if you're not on Instagram, get on Instagram, because you create what? Relationships. You tell stories and you create relationships, and it's very pictorial. If you like to write, go ahead and start a blog and write guest content for others. I have been asking people to write, like, write me an article. I'll put it on my blog. You'll get seen by a lot of people, and nobody takes me up on it. I think two people in all these years in NEPT have taken me up on writing an article that I put on my blog. And the ones that have gotten lots of opt-ins from it, right? Because at the end of your blog article, you always say, and for, you know, if you want to download my free XYZ, and not necessarily just at the end, throughout, I have this great lead magnet that's going to really, you don't call it a lead magnet, by the way. I have this great book or this great cheat sheet or recipe guide. And here's the thing. When I first started doing this, everybody wanted to do like these long ebooks, and they thought, oh, I'm going to impress these people with a long ebook. They want something they can consume in 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most. They're hungry for more. But if you give them a 30 or 40 page ebook, you go, oh, this is so nice. Put it to the side, and they'll read it someday. Someday means never. You know what I mean? So checklists. I went to a Facebook marketing class back in December. He talked a whole lot about what is the best thing. A webinar, you can lead with a webinar, but I don't necessarily think it's a great idea because it's a lot of commitment of their time. They don't know you. You're asking them to spend an hour with you. Why don't you give them a checklist? He said pages at the most. And we're all geeky and want to like give them all this stuff, give them something they can hang on their refrigerator and refer to later that's going to give them simple strategies, right? If you're going to go through and give them, like for Janet, like the 7-pillar approach to it, don't make it a document that has set a page for each of the pillars. Unless it's a big picture and there's just an action item on it, that's fine, right? But don't make them sit there and read it. Make them get like the gist of it and really get to see what your expertise is and how you can help them. And then always at the end of whatever lead magnet you have is what do you think is their next step? Now that you've read my whatever, and now that you have this chart, you can start using this every day. What can we do that will help you? What would be your next step after this? And then you give it to them. Maybe it's now they're ready to go watch your podcast interview, or maybe now they're ready to go watch a webinar. Great way to do that. But get them to know you, and they go, yeah, this looks like it could be really good. Always have what they call a call to action. So who do you know that would like your free gift? Okay, so you all have a niche, you all have an area. who do you know? Like, who do you know personally that you can contact and say, hey, I have this really cool new thing that I just put together. Would you like me to send you a copy? Somebody's making noise and I don't see any.
Oh, you know, sorry, Reenery, that might be me.
Okay, Julie, I'm going to put you on mute.
Yeah, I'll mute myself. I was moving around and I didn't realize that you guys could hear me. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I just was confused because I didn't see you. I just heard. Yeah, good. Thank you. So, you know, who do you know? Like, start with people you know, because you don't know what kind of network they have. But they go, oh my God, this is so great. And then they virally start sending it to their friends, right? Who do you know that's a big influencer? Who do you know that has a following? It may not even be in this health field. It may be in a completely different field. Maybe it's somebody who works as a CEO for an organization, right? And they're looking and going, oh my God, my people are stressed out. Just like you're saying here, I think my people would like this, and they share it with their people. You know what I mean? And always in the book, you're going to have a link to the opt-in for the lead magnet. And people say, well, why would you do that? They already got it. You don't know who they got it from. You don't know if they got it from you. Let them share it with people and have that link so they can get more stuff. Is this making sense? Right? Is this making sense? Because you want to lead them through the journey. You want to lead them through a journey. Now, this next section of slides is a little bit wonky. I thought I took them out, but let me see. Yeah, so... yeah. Okay. So I didn't do a very good job of these. Am I not advancing my slides? This is driving me crazy because I don't know why. Okay.
There they go. I see them.
There
now.
They go. Yeah. It's crazy because it's not the way it normally is. I usually can flip them on this side and it flips on the side that, sorry about that. All right. So who do you know that would like your free gift? What Facebook groups can you join, right? What Facebook groups can you join? And I'm sorry, this got a little, yeah. So what Facebook, so I know that Annette did this and she already had, she found these groups that are for moms of type 1 diabetics. And there's a lot of people on there. There's like thousands of people on there. So you go in and you make relationships with people. You don't go in and say, hey, buy my program. You create relationships and you offer helpful advice. Right. And if somebody does say something that you know you can help them with further, you don't like post your link to your private consultation or anything like that. You say, I have some more information, Mary. If you'd like, PM me and I'll get it to you or give me your email address here and I'll get back to you and I want to share it. So you're not blatantly advertising in the group. You're just creating relationships and then people want to follow up. Okay. Who already, I think I had these separated out. Let's see. Yeah, sorry. I was running late and getting this together. So who already has a list of people who could benefit from what you have, right? So those are people like, you know, if you approached me and said, hey, I have this great new book. It's called XYZ and it's for men with enlarged prostates. I'd say, well, it's a little bit off topic here for my group. My group is, you know, 80% women and they're in this age and I really don't think it would be helpful. But I do know this guy who's a proctologist or he's a urologist and he's a functionally oriented urologist. He may want to offer your little thing, foods that help to shrink prostates. And he's a urologist. He goes, oh, well, I didn't know about the foods. I just know about, you know, other things. So you find people who have a list that's similar. But similar enough, but different. Like what they offer is to a similar group of people, but not necessarily they're offering the same thing. So I've been approached by folks who are running a blood sugar balancing program and want me to offer this free whatever to my list about their blood sugar balancing program. Well, yeah, my people like that, but that's in direct competition, if you want to use that word, with what I'm offering, right? But if they say, I have this really cool menopause thing, I go, great. I have a lot of menopausal women and I don't like to teach menopause. That's not my thing. Great. Let's do that. right? So we look at who could benefit. Or if I really like to teach, I want to teach the more advanced stuff. I want to teach the epigenetics and I want to teach lab testing. And you say, hey, I have this new, you know, 5 steps to a happier lifestyle thing. We'll go, yeah, my people might like that. So approach people without fear of them feeling like you're just a small fry and they're a big fry. You never, ever know. And I've had that happen. An example was somebody who I met at an event, an Ocean Robbins event out in Brighton Bush Hot Springs. And she was talking about how she teaches people like strategies for organizing their meals and planning and making shopping lists and all this stuff. And I'm like, gag me before I could teach that stuff. I don't do it. I don't like it. I'm not doing it. Right. But she said, she reached out to me a few weeks later and she said, hey, I'm starting up this program and I'm only going to take like 10 people in it. And it's going to be like $25 and I'm going to take them through a 4-week process of helping them make shopping lists. And I'm like, wow, that sounds really cool. So how many people can you have in this program? That was a question I asked because I have a big following and for a $25 course, I probably could have sold 100 people into it. So she told me, I said, okay, we're going to announce it to our ERC group. And she built her program just by announcing it to our ERC group because some of them are like struggling because they don't know how to make their menu plans. They don't know how to do this. And I can't teach them because I don't do it. I just open the refrigerator and throw stuff together. And that's not what most people are comfortable with. You know what I mean? So it's like that really resonated with me because it complemented what I was already doing with them. So who is it that has something like that? You know, I know with Annette, you can look at like Jody Stanislaw. Is there something that you do that's different than what she does with type 1 diabetics? Well, she's focused on the people with the disease and adults with the disease. You're focused on parents who have kids with the disease. And maybe there's some collaboration that you could do if you approach it real well and go, okay, I have this guide for parents of type 1 diabetics and it's a, you know, it's a self-care guide and that's the thing there. Oh, wow. Okay. I can, you know, post that on my Facebook or something like that. So think about the people that already have a list that could be interested and would benefit from your freebie. And paid ads, you guys are not at that point yet. I think you have to get your funnel working. You have to get your freebie going and then have it lead to something paid. So that when you do pay for Facebook ads, you're getting something out of the back end. They call it a self-liquidating ad. It costs money to put Facebook ads up. So if you could put an ad up that leads people to something free and then like a $5 to $7 little item, and you can sell enough of those $5 to $7 items to pay for the ads, they call it self-liquidating. You're not going to make any money on that $5 to $7 item, but what the intent is to help you build your list. To help you get qualified people on your list. And why is this, it's still not advancing. There we go. So that was that. My extra slides in here that needed to go away. All right. Okay. So, I just want to go back that one more, which is Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm confused today because I have to hit on two sides and I can't keep track of that. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. There you go. So what organizations have members? Like, is there like a local chapter of the Gluten-Free Society? Is there a local chapter of a fibromyalgia group, or is there a local chapter of a diabetes support group? Who is it and how do you find those things? So you start with the local chapters because they're easier to get into. They're small. But once you've hit into a local chapter, you can approach national organizations. Oh, I've been speaking at your chapter in Portland, Oregon, and I would love to, you know, offer this amazing thing that I just created. It's really getting good traction. People are really getting benefit from it. Can we arrange it so I can just give this free thing to your organization? And people who run organizations generally like the idea of something free that they can give their members because it makes them look good. So you think of ways, how do I make them look good? and give them this thing, right? If they're having a meeting, you know that they're having a weekly meeting, you go, you know, I can give everybody at your meeting this free guide to XYZ. And they go, whoa, that sounds really good. Sure. Absolutely. Right. So that's a way to do it as well. So let's look at free, right? Because right now, the way you build your list is to provide value to people and they start to follow you. They want to know what you're doing. So the ways that I've done it is like getting out there and speaking for free. It's so easy with Facebook Live and Instagram Live these days. Webinars take a little bit more doing, like you have to set up the software in the background. There's a lot of free platforms, but Facebook Live and Instagram Live can be as easy as picking up your phone. You know, I suggest you get a tripod for it so it doesn't wobble all over the place. You pick it up, or you get a free Zoom account, and a free Zoom account, you can have up to like a half an hour, I think, of thing, and you can just create a video and then load it to Facebook. So there's other ways to do it. So you have your phone up and you go, hey, this is Janet Books and I am so excited to have you here. And do you have grandchildren that come over? Are you worried about your, I'm going back to your old thing, right? Are you worried about your grandchildren? Are you watching them? They have ADD or worried about this. They're eating garbage and you don't even know what to do. Like they come over and expect it because you're granny. Wouldn't you like to know how to help these kids eat better so that they can, you know, have a better life. They can do better in school. They can do this. I'd love to share with you. I have this really cool little free guide that, or a free video or a free recipe, something or other that will help you to do that. Now you may be saying, well, who the hell's going to watch? Like Mihaela said a couple of weeks ago, I do this Facebook Live thing and there's three people watching, right? It's getting less and less that people are watching live, even on people's pages that have a lot of people. But you grow it. And it used to be that it grew virally because, oh, Facebook Lives, nobody else was doing them. And they started sharing it all over the place. Everybody would come to your Facebook Live. But the point about this is to get your face and your name out there, to let people know who you are. And they go, oh, wait, I saw you over here. Oh, yeah, I see you here, but I saw you over there. Right? So how do you get out there? How do you do that? Now, the thing is, when you're first starting out with this, is letting other people know. You guys are like super quiet, right? Do you go out when you were doing your Facebook Live, Mihaela? Did you go to the NEPT page and say, hey guys, I'm doing a Facebook Live tonight. I would love your support, right? And if you know anybody that would benefit from this, you know how hard it is to talk to your own mom or kid or whatever. You know, please feel free to share it. I'm, you know, practicing. Do it. We're amongst friends. I'm practicing. It's one of my first times. Can you support me? And you'll get people who come and support you, right? So don't be afraid to use your networks and ask for help. That's the hardest thing for us as, you know, practitioners who like to help other people. It's like, oh, what am I going to, I'm not going to ask for help, especially in this community, because people will support you. And that's how, I mean, a lot of Steph's growth was, I loved what she was doing. I shared it with my people. Other people loved what she was doing. They share it with their people. And she was able to get like 150 people to join her community when she started it. And that's really good to be able to get 150 people to join your $20 a month community. I mean, add it up. It's pretty cool, right? It's a good way to start. And then the more people hear about it, the more they're going to share it. So Facebook Live, Instagram Live, I haven't done an Instagram Live yet. I don't even really know how to get on Instagram at this point, but my social media person keeps trying to get me to do it because she said it would be great and all that. But grow it. We started out with Instagram like nothing. I just started it a few months ago. And she just takes things that I write and she puts them out there. She just takes pictures of things like from a webinar. She just puts stuff out there that, and she creates graphics in Canva based on something she's heard me say. Now, the advantage is she used to work with me, you know, and I helped her get her health back. So she knows my work, but she puts it out there. We have over 2,000 people following us on Instagram now just by this stuff, like throwing it out there. Right. And it's a really good way. We actually had somebody come to Shine because we offered a scholarship. You apply for a scholarship and we're going to pick somebody who has a really good application. And we had, I think one or two people came to Shine on that scholarship that came from Instagram. Now they didn't join the program, but they're primed for it. You know, they'll get a free ticket for next year, or a discounted ticket for next year. They're getting mailings. And as we do more and more, they're going to learn more about, and they may end up being part of the community. Right. So these are ways to do it. You can create your own webinars. You can do Facebook Live, Instagram Live. Who do you know that you can get on Facebook Live with? Right. Who do you know that you think their audience is going to like your message? Right. Look at who's dealing with menopausal women. Who's dealing with diabetics? Can you approach them and say, hey, I have this message. I'd love to share it. You know, can we do a Facebook Live together to your audience? It doesn't hurt to ask. And the more you do it, the more you get out there. All right. So we have to get over ourselves and our fear of rejection and all that and get out there. Podcasts. What podcasts are there in your niche? Now, don't go looking at podcasts and go to the top podcast that has 1 million views a month. They're probably looking for people who have big followings to start. Go to the other ones. Go to the ones that are lower down, but still are going to get you practice for free, right? You get practice and you'll get known, right? You'll be in search terms and all that. And then the more of those you do, the more you can go to the big influencers and say, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast. Here's my portfolio. I've been on this one and this one and this one. I can talk about this, that, or the other thing. But we have to get over that fear, because this is how most people started. Most people started as nothing and worked their way up. We didn't come out of the womb with a huge Facebook following. We didn't come out of the womb with $1 million, you know, healthcare business. It's like, okay, what do I have to do to get there? And it takes some, you know, some grit to get there. But you have to have the background, right? This goes back to the beginning. You want your funnel. You want your lead gen. You want your funnel. You want to nurture these people. Make them feel like, oh my God, I absolutely adore Janet. She writes these really nice things. She really feels like she cares. She's really taking care of me. And then when you do offer something that's for paid, when it's ready, they go, oh, I really like her. I'm going to buy her program. Now, a lot of people make the mistake of waiting to build the following until they have the program built. Build it as you go. Build it as you go. I know somebody who actually created the Vegetarian Health Institute. And he started by, he just put this thing up, opt in, and I'll send you a new recipe every week. And he did for 3 years. That's all he did. He was working full time in something else in corporate. And he just sent out these recipes every week religiously. He grew a following of like 30 or 40,000 people in 3 years, because people say, oh, these recipes are so good. You got to go check out these recipes, sign up for these recipes. And he grew it. He never offered them anything. But then when he finally did, he put together a program, an educational program for, like, it wasn't expensive, like $200. He started to get people coming in, and he was eventually able to leave his corporate job and run this. And now he sold it and some other people are running it. But that's the way you do it, right? You don't wait until you have something for $1,000 to sell. You get out there now, and you all have something for $1,000 to sell, because you can sell a package of X number of consultations, or $500 or $300, whatever it is. You have that. When you build this up, you can periodically say to that group, even if it's only 100 people, even if it's only 300 people, you can say to that group, hey, I'm offering some bonus strategy sessions this month. I really want to help people to get over this particular problem. If you're interested, sign up. I've only got, you know, 10 of them this month, but I really would love to talk to you. And then maybe two of them sign up, but it gives you the opportunity to practice strategy sessions. It gives you the opportunity to then perhaps put a really hot program in front of them, and they take it. Who was it that said, was it Mahela? Somebody said recently that it was Janet. The person said, how much? It was, I have $500 for this and the other thing. You just made it up on the fly, right? No flyer, no beautiful thing, $500 for this. And she said, yeah, okay, right? You never know. So just put the offers in front of people, right? Do stuff for people, help them, let them see that you're helpful and knowledgeable. It's really super important. And then summits, you know, sometimes there's smaller summits that will, you know, bring people in who are relatively new. And especially somebody like Allie, who has, you know, the 20 years as an MD in functional medicine and all that stuff, and Mahela as a pharmacist, and, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, let me do it. And I know, Allie, you've been on one or two summits, right? And the more you're on them, the more people see you on them, And think about it. If you're a person that has a 200 person list and you're trying to grow it via a summit, you're going to feel a little awkward approaching people who have a 100,000 person list, right? You're like, who am I to do that, right? They do it. And sometimes they say yes, but they're going to be looking for people who are not well known to just grow, help them grow their community. And that's how you get well known. And I will say that I spend a lot of time on summits. It costs me a lot of money to be on summits because of the time it takes to prepare an interview, to have my team set it up. It takes time and money for me because I can't do it all myself. But it's been worth it because what happens is I'll meet people and I get shy. Like, how did you come here? Oh, I think I saw you on some summit somewhere. Right? You're on every summit. I see you all over the place. This is what you want. You want people to say, oh, I see you all over the place. And I really like what you have to say. Right? And back in 2007, I took all of the people that I knew on my address book. And this is before all the anti-spam stuff. Really, I didn't know anything about spam. So I took all the people I knew, all the moms and dads of all the people, the kids in my, you know, kids community, and all the people like relatives, friends, people I'd met at conferences. And I just popped them all into constant contact and started sending them a newsletter. And it grew. It was like 500 or 600 people, mostly not qualified. But then when I decided I was going to offer something, I put in the newsletter, I'm going to have a class at my house next week on this, that, and the other thing. And people were sharing it with people far away and saying, oh, I wish I could come to your class. Will you ever do them like online? I'm like, I have no idea how to do that. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And so then they were like, oh, well, can you just send me the recipe books? And somebody who was another health practitioner who had met at a conference, I'll send you $100 if you send me the recipe guides from those four classes. I'm like, okay. So I did, and she sent me $100. That was my first online transaction, right? And it's grown from there. And then I said, oh, we had this class last week, and people that were not able to come or were not local, oh, you have this Thanksgiving feast class. I really wish I could have come. I would have loved to get the recipes. So I made them into a thing, and I put a PayPal link up and said, hey, for, $15, you can get this. And when the sales started coming in, I sold 30 of them. But heck, it was a start. We all have to start somewhere, and we all have to start from being unknown to being known. And I was completely unknown, but I reached out to people who had podcasts that were in my niche. And I'm like, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast. Oh, well, we're booked until July, a year from now. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it. And I got on that one podcast and I got 1,000 people opted in. It was like, it doubled my list. Cause by then I had creeped up to almost 1,000. It doubled my list. Just by getting out there and speaking and making sure that my message is clear. Here's what I have to offer. Here's the kind of service I can do. Here's the free stuff I can offer your people. And I'd love to do a talk with you. Is this making sense? Yeah. And you can get on other people's stages, right? You can do your own local events, which Heike is doing. She's doing another one at the end of the month. Find the topics that are going to resonate. Maybe you do one. I did remember doing one class and I tried to do it 3 times. And each time I did, one person signed up. I'm like, I guess that topic isn't hitting it. But then I hit another topic, which was, how to make non-dairy, non-gluten desserts. How many people showed up for that? A ton. It got to the point where I couldn't fit them all in my kitchen. So just start doing that. What kind of little talk can you do locally, online, et cetera. Back when I did them locally, I didn't have the ability to do it online. Now I do. Okay. So what can you do and what can you do to make this move in the direction you want it to go? So the advantages of doing these free things is that it helps you to get in front of live audiences. Practice, right? Because if you're just like talking your thing in the back room or doing it into a video, you don't see people's faces. When you can do this and practice it in front of a live audience, you know what's landing and you know what's not. So the advantage of getting in front of a live audience, I just totally highly recommend it. And even if it's just like when my oldest son was in kindergarten, so that's like 20 years ago, I was really passionate about teaching kids how to eat better. And I saw what they ate and what they served. And I just went to the kindergarten teacher. I said, I would love to teach a little class for your kids and teach them how to make healthy snacks and teach them the importance of making healthy snacks. She said, yes. So I got in front of a live audience, you know, a semi-hostile audience. When you think about a room full of, you know, 25, 5-year-olds that you're telling them that they shouldn't be eating M&Ms anymore. But it was really fun. And they were like, really? I didn't know that sugar did that to my body. I didn't know. And it had an impact. And a lot of the parents would contact me and say, wow, what did you do there? I didn't know how to monetize it at that time. I wasn't interested in monetizing. I was just staying home and being a homeschooling mom. But it's really helpful. You want to showcase your expertise, reach a lot of people, and grow your following. Showcase your expertise. We all have it. You all have it. You are a wealth of information. Why are you the only one that knows about it? Let people know, even just letting people know in our circle that you're doing something. And when they hear you speak, like, wow, she's really good. She really knows her stuff. I know somebody over here that can do it. And you just get to be known. But you want to have people in your community if that's what you're looking to build as a local following first. And I recommend that you start with a local because it gives you that immediate feedback. I mean, you can still go online, but I'm saying, you know, really feel comfortable with the local market. Is a good thing to do. You'll reach a lot of people and that will naturally help you to grow your following. Here's the other thing, that getting on Facebook Live, getting on Instagram, doing webinars, it helps you build a library of content. What's important about that? Well, you know, as you build these little things, maybe it's you get on and you teach them how to make this cool dairy-free, gluten-free cheesecake. And they're like, wow. You have that little video, right? Facebook records it automatically and you can just download it, right? And then you can upload it to YouTube and you can write a blog post about it and put it on your blog post. So that's the other reason for doing the Facebook Live stuff is not just to get a live audience. Although that's nice, but the live audiences are shrinking, but it's later, but you also have this resource. This thing that you can put in your library, that now you can upload it to YouTube. If you start a podcast, you can go back and put up some of these recordings on your podcast. You know, you get somebody to edit it out and edit out some of the bleeps and whatever. But it helps you to build a library. You know, my library is huge now, as you guys have seen, but it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always like that. So I save everything. People say, will this be recorded? Of course. I'm not going to do something and not record it. Right? So if you go and get a webinar software platform, make sure that it's something where you can record it. And if you can't, you figure out how to record it separately. I shared this last week. I am absolutely loving this thing called Otter, O-T-T-E-R, Otter, and otter.iu or something like that. And with Otter, you start it. Like I should have started it right now because I could have gotten a transcript of this. Darn it. I'm not used to using it. I would start the Otter app. And it will record me, but it'll also transcribe. It's computerized, so it's not perfect. But it gives you the ability to then have a transcript of something you spoke about. And then you can tweak that. It's a great starting point for a blog article, right? So I'm going to get in the habit. I just started using it last week. Of every time I get on a call like this, I'm going to record. I did it this afternoon. I'm going to record and get a transcript. Guess what? It's free for the first 600 minutes a month. And it's $10 a month for up to 6,000 minutes. 6,000 minutes. That's 10 hours? No, that's 100 hours? 100 hours. Who talks for more than 100 hours a month? Certainly not, you know what I mean? Even the 60. The 600 I used up within, I think it was 6 days or something, because I had it on for all my different calls. I'm going to start to use it for all of our calls so that I can give you a link and you have an immediate instant access to a semblance of a transcript. So I would look into that as well, because building a library of content is so valuable. Practice, practice, practice. When you get up in front of a live audience on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that, you get to get good practice. You get to do create a signature talk. We had a call last year, a training last year on creating your signature talk, and we can go in more detail with that, is create your signature talk, practice it, practice it, practice it, practice it on Facebook, practice it on Instagram, practice it, and then when you actually get out there and start to get paid gigs or not so much paid gigs, maybe you're not going to get paid gigs. Maybe you're going to get speak to sales, like where you can actually get up in front of people and speak for free and then they let you make an offer. Or you get up in front of people, you speak to, for free, and you're allowed to make a free offer, like download my ebook on XYZ or my recipe guide. So it's really, really good to get out there and just get known in front of people. And we're going to do two more joint venture opportunities, right? So I already mentioned this as far as, you know, people, other people in our program, right? Let them know you have a different deliverable, but a similar audience, right? So if your focus is on fitness and somebody else's focus is on food, but the audience is similar, the niche is similar, then you guys can do things together. You can do a program together. You can support each other. You can promote each other. You know, you have to find those good relationships, but it works really, really well. So if you do nutrition counseling, you can set up a joint venture with somebody who does fitness, somebody else that does stress, somebody who does personal growth, massage therapist, because their people need the nutrition component and the hormonal balancing component, and your people need to go in depth with fitness. So I've done this where Maria, who's in our program, she has offered a free bonus for people who signed up for ERC and for Sweet Spot. And as a result, she offers a bonus, which is a class. It's like a 6-person class. And then she offers people to go on, and she's gotten quite a number of private clients from that. So how can you set that up? Something you don't necessarily want to go in the depth in, but you want to offer it to your people, especially if you're doing live events, right? There's a lot of doctors out there who are holistic minded, but they have no clue and they have no desire to do the nutrition and lifestyle coaching. How do you create alliances with them? How do you talk to them about, hey, I'd love to come into your office and do a little talk on, you know, the 7 simple strategies for going gluten-free in a delicious and, you know, mind-blowing way, right? How do you approach those people? And it's a great way to do it. It's an awesome way to do it. I know we've had some of these alliances happen in the program. Chet, who's an MD, she's in Practice Accelerator, but she's kind of put her, you know, she's not on the calls actively because she's had to go and do more in her practice, but she's an MD, been there for a long time. And she met at one of our events, she met Michelle Gamble, and she was like, oh, this is so cool. You know, I like to do this piece and I can get you to coach my people on that piece. Louisa Thompson, she's an optometrist. She's local here. And she and Susan Larson met at one of the retreats, and they like really clicked. And now Susan is working a day or two a week going in to service to do nutrition coaching with Louisa's people. Because Louisa's going, hey, you got these eyes that look like you're going to be diabetic in a month. You're going to die if you don't go talk to her. And she puts the fear of God in them. And then they go talk to Susan. Mm. And so Susan's getting some good traction with that. And then finally, affiliate opportunities, right? Oh, that's the same one. Sorry, I should have taken that slide out. You can see I didn't prepare all that well. Ah, I knew what I wanted to say, and I just wanted to throw some slides together so it wasn't just me talking at you. So there's a lot here, right? So what I encourage you all to do is pick one thing that you can do right now without having to do much else to help push you in the direction of getting known, right? Mihaela, you've got this great niche. Nobody's talking about being a naturopathic pharmacist. You know, you've got the credentials. Let's work on that. Let's get out there and be known for that. How do you do that? So I'll take the slides down now and we can just talk. And I'd love to just share and just explore some ways for each of you to walk away from today. And be ready to get started getting known. Does that make sense? All right, so I'm going to stop my share. There we go. Is that useful? I know it's a review for a lot of this is a review for a lot of you. Useful, not useful? Oh, Julie has her hand up, so hey, Julie.
Hey, Dr. Rita Marie. Yeah, so totally useful for me because, as you know, I'm just getting started. So those of you who I haven't met, I've just joined the Practice Accelerator. So I'm kind of taking all this in, and since I'm also new in the industry, I struggle with trying to figure out, okay, so I'm trying to build content. I want to build something to start building a list, right? Get your name out there, do something for free so I can put something small together. But at what point, so I'm still struggling with way back, you know, a lot of you are probably way more ahead than I am, so apologies, but I'm still struggling with, do I get content out there, right? Do I build a blog? Do I build an Instagram, which I've started, but do I get stuff out before I start trying to build a list? Because people that want to follow you on a list may want to see what you're doing before they actually start following you. So sort of chicken and the egg thing, right? Yeah. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
I love that question because it's the kind of thing where if you get too wrapped up in making it perfect, then 2 years later, you're still trying to figure out what content to develop, right? So yes. Content development is as simple as you're on Instagram and you hold your phone up. And I prefer you get a little tripod so it's not all wobbly. But yep. you just make a short 5-minute video on whatever's on your mind. You can lay it out, you know, and say, okay, if I want to lead people, what's the journey I want to lead them to? The destination initially is let's get some people into my private coaching because that's more lucrative and you can build up some capital and get experience with, oh, I don't like that flow. I like this flow. And then you go, okay, now I'm going to create a course and program and we'll help you with all that. But you simply lay it out. You go, I want them to feel this way. I want them to feel this way. And I want to empower them into feeling this way. And then I want to help them to determine that they need to learn more, right? And then I want them to reach out and sign up for a strategy session so I can see what they need and see if it's a good match. And if it is, then offer to work with them one-on-one. Okay, I'm just saying if that's your journey. Then you just go, okay, what's going to encourage them? What do I want to be doing? What do I want to be sharing? What's my unique selling proposition? Who am I? And that's the stuff we're going to work on our 2-hour and then on our VIP day.
Right. So
we'll get all that nailed. And then you're going to go out there. But for now, it's like, what are you passionate about? What lights you up? Right? You're personable. You're gregarious. You're going to attract people. And especially on Instagram, where that's what people like. They like short, simple. You're not allowed to do a 5-minute video.
Right.
Right. So how hard is it for you to just like jot down a couple of ideas and every day, you know, you go in there and you just talk about, hey, this is Julie again. I just want to share with you. I was at the grocery store and I was seeing, it's so exciting that they're selling yogurt, non-dairy yogurt at the grocery store. Is that cool or what? And the reason that I'm excited about it is because dairy can be such a problem for so many people. And you may think you don't have a dairy allergy, but do you get sinusy? Do you get headaches? Do you get this or that? You may have
That's good. That's great. Yeah, because I've kind of started thinking of an editorial calendar and, you know, do Instagram because Instagram's where I've made the most traction, even though it's not a lot right now, but it's something, and using that as a feed into a blog and then start building some content. And then eventually at some point put something free out there to even go from there. Right.
Yeah. And you can do that. You can do that right away.
Yeah.
I mean, you can think about, well, what would these people want? But I do a little bit of content first. And see what people are reacting to.
Yeah.
They have nobody reacts to certain things. And like we're putting up these things now on herbs. So just like these little pieces that's like ashwagandha, good for this. What herbs are, and they're just these pretty little infographics I don't know how to make, but I have somebody making them for me in Canva and they're really easy as far as I know to do that. I just don't want to learn something new. And they're loving them. Them. Who's ringing?
That's me. Sorry. I'm at like the busy time of day where kids are getting off school. So okay. I may have to step out for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. But does that make sense?
Like, yeah, no, that makes great sense.
Feeling
I said, I'm always struggling with the chicken and the egg, you know, let's get the content out there and then, or, you know, maybe I should do a freebie or maybe I should do all of it and just let the list build down.
You will do all of it, but you will do all of it. But start with, if you already have the Instagram account set up, what do you think you want to share with people? What's like, what's passionate for you? What's really, like if you read an article and you go, wow, this article really struck me and the reason.
There's a lot of things that come to me and it's just like, okay, which one do I pick, right? Because so many ideas.
Throw the dart, pick one, see how it lands. You do this for all, you go, wow, these articles about this really landed well. These articles like this don't land at all. Okay, great. So you gear yourself towards that direction.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll go off here and mute because I got to run and pick up my kid.
Okay.
I'll check back in if you guys are still here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good question, right? So just get started is my recommendation. Just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the exact right thing. And if it's not, then you switch gears. You know, you switch gears, right? If we put out this thing for a webinar and people don't resonate with what you put it out there for, do it again and change the name. Like I've done that a lot. Just do it again, change the name and tweak it a little bit and see what they do resonate with. And you'll see what people are going to be attracted to. Now you're starting from nothing right now. So you want to be putting stuff out there that's going to attract the people you think you want to work with, right? If you don't want to work with truck driver guys, don't put out, you know, trucking kind of stuff, right? Because that's what you're going to attract, right? If you want girly girl, if you don't want girly girl women, you know, you want more like, you know, power, you know, kind of centered women, don't put out stuff talking about high heels and makeup. You know what I mean? Like go with what they're interested in. My audience, I've learned over the years, they love, you know, everything natural. They want to know about, you know, the bad stuff in this makeup, the bad stuff in this cleaning supply. They want that because they want to take action. Great. So I put that stuff out there. They like to know about lab testing. They want to be empowered. So I put stuff about it, lab testing. They love genetic stuff. I've learned this over the years. So you put stuff out there. You don't put a lot of effort and time and money into creating content that's going to be like you hire a crew and you do this. No, don't do any of that. Use the cell phone. Use the media. Get some stuff out there. Always quality. Always attention to the quality of what you're saying. But it doesn't have to be a studio presentation. I was watching this thing right before I got up and it came through my feed and I'm like, oh, it's only 5 minutes long. I'll watch it. And this guy named Frank Kern, who's a major internet marketer guy, and he's talking about how he made $790,000 on Facebook, not ads, in the last 3 months. And he talked about just putting out tons of content. He called it intention-based branding. Like you're just putting out content and all the content leads people to really valuable information. I'll play it again and I'll record it on Otter so I can share it with you guys. Really valuable information and like stuff that they can do right away and then leads them to a call to action. And he always makes an offer on those things. Like he has a reputation, he's out there, he makes an offer for something paid. You can make that same offer over and over for something free as you build it up and figure it out. 790,000, not a penny in Facebook ads in 3 months, right? And he's just from these organic content. And every day he'll get on there and go, hey, this is Frank again. I just want to share with you. This really interesting thing happened yesterday and I did this and that and the other thing. And I was shocked at how that worked. Let me share that with you. Right? You may be going and I was working with my grandkids and it was shocking. Like this is what kids are thinking these days. And when I spoke to them in this way and I explained to them that when they eat those M&Ms, it's doing this, that, and the other thing, they actually got it. And I just wanted to share that with you. So if you're trying to talk to your grandkids, you know, try this, try speaking to them in that way. Boom, done. You know, a couple of minutes and it's content and they're getting used to seeing you regularly. Now, I'm not doing this right now. I'm going to start doing this right now. I'm going to get through my sweet spot launch. And I'm going to even try to, once I get through some of my stuff that's really got to get done, I'm going to start doing it during the launch so that people are hearing me all the time talking about belly fat, talking about blood sugar, talking about brain fog, talking about fatigue, just little tips. Oh, you want to see? I just made this really cool thing. And what I found is because it has this nutrient in it because of this particular herb and this particular food that has this nutrient, I'm seeing an amazing result with this on my own. Test it out and let me know, right? Engage them, ask them to comment, ask them to reply. We've tried a few things that didn't work real well, like this quiz thing. So she put out these things and say, what plant is this? You know, what non-sweet, non-glycemic sweetener is this? And it was a picture of stevia or lohan. And, you know, hardly anybody responded. So I'm like, oh, yes, those don't work really well. But lots of people responded to other stuff. Like, hey, who wants to get the recipe for this? And I put up something like these, you know, chocolate bonbons or the peppermint patties. Hundreds of people. I want the recipe. So what do I do? Am I going to give them the recipe straight out? I'm going to send them to my blog to get the recipe, or where I can have an opt-in. Or, you know, I didn't have them opt in, because you don't want to piss people off by every time you offer something. It's like, Oh, they want my name again. So I sent them to my blog. So what that did was give me traffic and gave that blog. And I said, comment on the blog when you try it and see how it goes. You know, so that worked really well. But the picture of, can you identify this? A few people commented, but not a lot. So you figure out what works and what doesn't. Is this helpful? Yeah. And Mihaela, I really applaud you for doing that live event, but I think just relying on Facebook ads to that was too soon for that. You know what I mean? Like, better to rely on organic traffic. Let everybody, you know, say, hey, I'm doing this, you know, can you come? And then when you do something that's more of an online thing, you can invite, you know, a wider audience of people and you grow that following. And don't be afraid to say to people, if you like this, please share it. Let's not keep this a secret. Please share it. Questions, comments? Mihaela?
Well, so yeah, part of the reason I did that is because I was focused on getting traffic from people that I don't know, because I've had a lot of bad experiences where, you know, friends kind of have this expectation that I do everything for free. So even when I tell them I charge and I tell them I give them a discount, a month later, I still didn't get paid. So it's kind of like, if I don't talk to anybody I know, probably would be a good thing, because, so that's what I was thinking. So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my friend. I mean, it was on Facebook. Yeah. It was on my account. So it was there. So people that knew me could have come.
Could have seen it.
And yeah, a lot of people, some people that I knew said that they would come. The one thing that I think was the problem is the time was really weird. It was at 5, I think, or 4:30. And
transition time.
Because the library wouldn't allow anything after 6 p.m.
I got it.
So now I found another library in my town that actually has... they do let you do things later in the day. So possibly it was the timing, because people were probably finally getting out of work.
Transition, right. It's a transition from work to home. So, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Seriously, it just happened again. Like, I had a consultation with this lady on Monday, and at the end I was like, okay, well, thank you, and I'll send you my PayPal thing. And she's like, she made this funky face, and I never heard from her, and then she didn't pay me.
She didn't pay you for the consult that you did with her?
No. And I told
her.
She
told in advance that it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Always collect before you do it.
Yeah.
Always collect before. So you give them, they say, it'll be $95 for that consultation. How would you like to handle that? And I've got you on the books for this date. How would you like to handle that? I take PayPal or a check.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you do it right there. You don't give them a link. You take their information and you bill it right there. It's really important. Okay. Super important. Right. Because especially if they're friends or friends of friends, they expect, you know, and it's really an awkward position to be in, to say, well, you know, like, you go to work and somebody writes you a check. I mean, you don't go to work because you love the boss and you want to do the work, and you may love the boss, but you want to get paid for it.
Yeah. Right?
And I can't, you know, I can't pay my bills unless I get paid for this, right? You know, say that, but that's, you know, so they have to really see that it is a business. And we started doing that where when I had a little office here in my home, we would give them the link in advance. And before that, I would even look at their paperwork because they fill out, like we'd have people fill out their, you know, 10 pages of paperwork with their whole health history. And I would read the whole thing and then they wouldn't show up. I'd be like, I just spent all my time planning how I was going to work with this person. It's frustrating, right? So it's like, okay, we'll send you the form and we'll send you, you know, we'll get send you a link to the calendar after we receive the payment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. There's, because they can go to any naturopathic or functional medicine doctor in town and nobody will see them until they pay.
Until they pay. And usually it's $500 for an initial consult.
Yeah. And I wasn't even that expensive. I mean, I gave them a discount and I told them I usually charge this much for you is this much. And it's funny because I could see like the moment when I mentioned money, like her face went like, what? Like,
so, like, but did you talk about it before she set up the appointment that it was going to?
Yeah, because she asked me about some testing. And so we ended up doing a Dutch test. And I told her the testing is this much. And then I charge $150 for my consultation afterwards. And so it took her like 3 months to get her test done. Finally, when the results came, I said, well, okay, well then. So it's been a while since she heard this. But yeah. I'm like, but what do you think? Like, I obviously sat with her results for a couple of hours and study them.
Yeah.
So what are these people thinking that I'm so bored out of my mind? I just like, oh yeah, let's look at your labs.
You know, I mean, you have nothing else to do. I have two kids. I have a family. I have a job. Yeah. And, but yeah, I'll sit for 2 hours. You know, it's interesting because people ask crazy questions. Like when we put out there and we'll say, and you know, we're going to do this special discount and you can come to, our 3-day live event for, you know, some ridiculous $97 or $197 special, whatever. That doesn't include food or anything. And they'll go, oh, does that include the hotel? Where do you live? What planet do you live on? Have you even tried to stay at Motel 6? And can you stay at Motel 6 for 3 nights for $97? I doubt it. You know what yeah. I mean? But they, you wonder what planet they're from, right? Or does this include the food? Like, yeah. they want $397 for the event and 3 days of food, which is a ridiculously low price. I mean, it costs us $300 to pay the hotel because, you know, of course it's inflated with them. And then they want to know if the hotel is included at a 5-star resort place, you know, like, okay, no, I think you're not up to the level.
No.
Yeah. So it's a challenge. And I think you just have to be super clear. And before you set up the appointment, you get the payment. I mean, we have people pay us for the whole, like ERC, there's some people pay us for the whole year in advance, right? There's people in NEPT that pay us for the whole program in advance. And, you know, of course we offer a special, you know, discount for doing that. But I mean, we've had people write $10,000 checks to be in ERC for a year, right? Right up front, right? So we need to get to that point where you come from a place of really valuing you. So they're feeling that energy of you valuing you. And then they're going to feel like, you know, what is it going to cost?
I think part of my problem is that I am still not 100% sure how I want to market myself. Do I want to do the hormones? Do I want to do labs? Do I want to do this? Somebody that does marketing and that kind of stuff, it was just like a free 10-minute session with her. And she looked at my website and she said, I don't know what you're doing based on this. Yeah. So, and to some extent, I disagree because there's a lot of like hormones there. So I don't know how can you not know. But on the other hand, I'm like, well, it's somebody I didn't even ask her that question. And she told me that. So,
yeah.
So probably that's the truth. And so
it might be, but she also might have been telling you that so that you would say, oh, I need your help. How would you do it? You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You have to also think about, and I don't mean to be skeptical, but I'm teaching you guys how to do those enrollment conversations because it's to create that desire. Like, oh, she's got this gap and I don't know what you do, but I can teach you. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of that you have to really, you know, sit with and feel like, do you have the trust level for a person? But yeah, I think either you get really clear, you pick a niche, you go with that niche, you decide you don't like it, you go with another one, but, or you just dabble a little bit, right? So you just do private consultations with people, you do strategy sessions and you offer them this or that or what they need and go, oh, what I really like is this and what I'm really good at is that, right? So I think for you, hormones and labs are right the same thing, right? It's a deeper dive into getting to the root cause, understanding through the use of labs what's going on with your hormones and, you know, other things. So I just felt like for you, because that's your background, it's like that biochemistry type stuff, that focus could be there. And you don't have to lead with it. You'll figure it out. But I would say come up with the confidence that you know what you're doing. You already know that. You have a skill set. And you can help a lot of people. So just play with it.
Yep. That's what I plan to do. I have tomorrow, mm-hmm. Thursday, I have a lunch. I actually asked one of the doctors in the area if I could visit her and have lunch with her. She's actually a functional medicine. She's an MD, but she's practicing just functional medicine. So I figured I'll just go and just make a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do struggle with is the fact that when I do see that somebody really does need bioidentical hormones, I'm done. Like because I cannot prescribe. So then what do I do? And so I've been constantly looking for somebody that's willing to partner up with me.
Yeah.
When I get to that point, I can get somebody to prescribe something.
Absolutely. And when you, here's what the one thing I'll put out for you all, when you're creating a relationship with somebody, always give before you ask. So it's, how can I support you? How can I support you? How can I support the growth of your practice? I know I'm going to be seeing these people and I'd really like somebody who I can just send them over to you to get the prescription for bioidentical hormones. Or how can I support you? Can I come in and talk to your people about whatever it is that you know that she doesn't? Offer first, ask first. I have a lot of people who owe me lots of favors if I were to go out there and ask to hold that up, because I've supported people, I've promoted them, I've done stuff for them, and then you create a relationship, and then you ask, like, this is how you can support me. And if they're really a good one, they will ask you, so Mihaela, how can I support you? I'd really like to support you in growing this thing. How can I support you?
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. That's because I feel like I feel like my head is in a cloud. I'm like, I don't know
how they can support you. You don't
it's know. I mean, other than just the bioidentical part, which
well, send me patients. You know, if you're working with somebody and it's just not, this is the stuff that I'm really good at, right? If you don't have the time in your practice to spend extensive time helping them read their labs, just send them on to me and I can help you with that.
Right? Okay.
Or if you are having a class, you can spread the word about my class. Right? So think about ways that other people can support you, but think about ways you can support them first.
Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Anybody else? Questions or comments? No? We're good. Well, I have another call. I think I have another call in 10 minutes. I thought it was 10 minutes. Let me look. I don't know if it's 6 or 6:30, my ERC call. Yeah, just 10 minutes. So if there's nothing else, we'll get this posted as soon as we can. I'm going to try to remember from now on to do the Otter app. It's really cool. If you happen to be playing a video that you really want and you want it transcribed, you get the app on your phone and you just turn it on and you leave your phone sitting around and you go do something else. And then voila, you have a recording and a transcript, which is so cool. Yeah. I was listening to some guy who did a really good offer for his, whatever it was, energy program. And I'm like, wow, I really like the way he did that. So I went back and I got back forwarded, you know, backspace to the part that he did that. And I just like put it on and I, you know, went and did something else. And I got that recorded. So it's much easier than me trying to take notes, you know, and scramble. So it's a good thing. Allie, did you have something? I see your mic's unmuted.
I just have come up with some new names for the lead magnets we were talking about. So these will be leading into, I've thought of a new name for my $97 program, Menopause 101, Jumpstart Your Menopause Healing Journey. And then the bigger program is Joyful Sexy Menopause Program, but that'll be renamed. And then
I like Joyful Sexy Menopause. You know why? Because it's an emotional time, right? People are going to make it. Menopause 101 says, oh, now I got to go to school and learn menopause. So I would think about something that's going to, I don't know, everybody else can give some opinions too.
Beautiful, joyful. Yeah.
Get them emotionally. Like, you know, like reverse the hot, sweaty mess of menopause. Or get.
Well, anyway, if I give you the names I've made up for the lead. I've got Keep Your Cool, 7 Simple Strategies to End Hot Flushes.
Okay.
Morning Glory, 5 Simple Secrets for Sleeping Through the Night and Greeting the Day with Vibrant Energy.
Okay.
And then End the Craziness, 10 Simple Solutions to Mood Swings, Panic and Menopause Madness.
I like that one, the best of the three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has that, like I can emotionally relate to it. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to get them out of their head and into their heart.
Yeah. And then I was going to do one about the dry vagina side of menopause, which is so helpfully sorted out by what I do.
Yes.
But I was trying to find a way that wasn't going to put me into people's spam and junk folders.
Yeah.
You know, so not mention sex, not mention vagina, and still get women where like that without attracting the guys who are into pornography.
Yeah. Okay. That's a challenging one. Okay. So it the is. Dry down there.
So moist. That's one that's taxing my breath. In your relationship again, as part of it, but
something with the word moist and then something with relationship. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Let me think about that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, find the juice in your relationship again is would work, but it just is part of it. There's got to be another part of it to. Anyway, so that's what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking Dr. Ali's Hormone Success in a Circle might be the high-end year-long program, but maybe it needs to be menopause specifically.
I like your what's the one sexy, joyful, sexy menopause?
Joyful, sexy menopause.
I like that.
That's my $497 program, so it's a longer program.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else have ideas for Allie? On the lead gen that would attract that category of women?
What I was thinking was having one lead gen on the sleepless nights, one lead gen on the hot flashes, one lead gen on the anxiety, panic, and horribleness. And one on the dry vagina stuff.
Okay. And here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Pick your favorite. Get it going. Get it all filled up and have the process going and then add the next one. Mm-hmm. Right. Don't want to do what I've done, which is create like 20 different lead magnets and then have to go back and like, oh, how do I link these all together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pick the one that you think is going to, that appeals to you the most, even if you don't think it's going to appeal. And even if you don't know whether it's going to appeal, if you don't think it's going to appeal, you obviously don't want to do it. But that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Just pick one and let's just get it going. Okay. Looks like I have 5 more minutes. It just beeped me. So
I better let you go then. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks everybody. Hope this was helpful. Bye. Okay. Anything in there?